103.9 FM, KNZA.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support. Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or SkyviewEquipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Hanzaland Radio. Oh, a wild day here. Day number three of the AA State Tournament in Concordia continues as Corning earlier surviving in extras a 10-9 win against Marysville and will await the loser of this one here with Hiawatha and Iola, the top two teams with a spot in the state championship tomorrow up for grabs. The two-time champs in Iola and the Braves of Hiawatha. Here we go. We are right into it. Josh Smith, Cooper Jacobson, and Ashton Rocky against Trey Summer, the starting pitcher for the defending champs. And a first pitch to Josh Smith is a called strike number one. And here we go. Trip to the state championship game is on the line. Next one outside, one ball and one strike. Hiawatha, an 8-5 winner against Smith County yesterday to get to this game. Iola beat Concordia 7-0 yesterday to get to this game. Josh Smith swinging a miss. One ball, two strikes. Just getting going. And the next one is in there. Called strike three looking. A knee-high fastball. And Summer the strikeout to begin the game. The two best teams with the two best records. The defending champs at 29-6. Hiawatha 28-10. Here's Cooper Jacobson, the left fielder. That's from the left side. Bases empty. One out. No score. Top one. Off speed, missing inside, one ball, no strikes. Jacobson 0 for 2, a sac fly and a walk in the win yesterday. Takes a fastball, chest high and inside, and two balls and no strikes. Next one in there, ground ball right side, first one put into play, and it's botched by the first baseman, and Jacobson is safe at first. That will be an error on the first baseman in Doherty. Errors were an issue for both teams in the first game today. And an error with one out in the first puts Jacobson on, and that'll bring up Ashton Rocky. So defensively, behind Summer, is Bell at third. You have the second baseman in Ellis. You have Cloud at short, and this one is lifted to the left side on a hop, high throw, and safe at first. Another throwing mistake, this time by Cloud at short. And Corbin Cloud beside himself, and now back-to-back miscues. And Hiawatha has two on and one out. So here we go, Hiawatha an opportunity, two on and one out here in the first. And Summer out of the stretch, kicks and deals, and a fly ball out of play here to Sam Dunn, the shortstop. And it's no balls and one strike. An E1 and an E6. And now Summer has got to get himself out of a little jam here in the top of the first. Defending champs against Hiawatha. And this one, again, lifted out of play. And it is no balls and two strikes. So Isbell at third, Cloud at short, Ellis at second, Doherty is the first baseman, Bluffis is the catcher. Weir, Page, McCarnan from left field to right field. Summer sets, but an 0-2 here on Sam Dunn. Here's the pitch. Oh, just missed, and it's one ball, two strikes. Jacobson at second, Rocky at first. One out, no score, top one. Winner moves on to the state championship game tomorrow. It's been a wild weekend. And a time called by Sam Dunn. Corning awaits the loser in a game after this one. The winner here takes the first spot in the championship. Here is a 1-2 outside. Two balls and two strikes. Against Smith County yesterday, Dunn 2 for 3. He had an RBI triple, a single, scored a couple of runs. Big opportunity. Base hit could give Hiawatha an early lead. Two on and one out. 2-2 count. Summer deals. And just missed outside. Three balls, two strikes. Caden Smith is on deck. Hiawatha has played so well, going all the way back to the start of the Zone 3 tournament last weekend. They're 2-0 here at the state tournament. There's a swing and a miss. Off speed. Done out in front. Second strikeout for Summer, and now it's up to Caden Smith. So a strikeout, a couple of errors, and a strikeout. Two on, two outs. Appreciate it, brother. You take care. Great hospitality here in Corning, and appreciate all the love from everyone for us being out here. We appreciate it very much. No score, top one, two on, two out. Caden Smith takes one across the outside corner for strike number one. Summer, opportunity to get out of this threat. Looks back at second. And the pitch. Ground ball. And a diving stop. Unsuccessful. It gets out into center field. Jacobson rounds third. He will score. And Hiawatha leads it 1-0 in the first. A clutch two-out hit by Caden Smith. Rocky to second, Smith at first, still two down, 1-0 our score, and that'll bring up Brant Barnhill to DH. Rest of the lineup, Wishrup, Lancaster, and Becker. We'll got going right about game time here. So just getting you caught up on everything to this point. Summer fires in a fastball, called strike number one. Barnhill to DH in this one here today. Summer is a right-handed thrower, sets chest high, looks in, kicks, and deals. Took a little off, and it's outside for ball one. A couple of defensive miscues and a clutch hit by Caden Smith. It's given Hiawatha an early lead. Summer kicks again, a 1-1. It is lifted out of play to the right side and foul. And it's now one ball, two strikes. Well, unofficially, we had 13 combined errors between the two teams in the first game with Corning and Marysville. Iola, a couple of errors here in the first, has led to a 1-0 Hiawatha lead. Now another one lifted out of play and foul. So Barnhill battling, but still behind. It's 1-2. If he can do something here, Cooper Wishrup will follow. Summer sets, just trying to get out of it with limited damage done. And the delivery is a high chopper to the right side, fielded by the first baseman. That's Doherty over to first, and in time they get the out. It was a bang-bang play, but Iola the advantage there. But a couple of errors and an RBI single by Caden Smith, and Hiawatha post 66 an early 1-0 lead.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned, Seneca, for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, it's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they are helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open, you said it, 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, day number three, game number two on tap. A championship bracket. The top two teams with the most wins combined, Hiawatha and Iola. To the bottom of the first we go. A couple of errors and an RBI single by Caden Smith has given Hiawatha an early 1-0 lead. And now the lefty in Ren Hageman is going to get the ball here in this monster matchup against the two-time champs. Here is Corbin Cloud, a shortstop right-handed hitter who leads it off here. And Hageman's first pitch is a little outside for ball one. Iola ran away in the late innings to beat Concordia last night, 7-0. They no-hit Norton in their first game, 8-0 on Friday. So, in two games, they have not given up a run. And they find themselves now giving one up here in this game with Hiawatha. The 1-1 is inside, two balls and one strike here on Cloud. Blake Ellis and Rogan Weir also do up in this inning. 2-1 in the dirts, and now three balls and one strike. Iola post 15, a record of 29-6. They beat Concordia last year on this field to claim the AA state championship. Three balls, one strike. Hageman dealing to Cloud. And a ground ball, slow roller left side. Dunn vacuums it up, launching a throw, chest high, beautifully to Caden Smith. Dunn's spectacular defense continues, and one up and one down. Here is the second baseman in Blake Ellis. Defensively, behind Hageman, he is thrown to Lancaster. Becker at third, Dunn at short, Josh Smith at second, Caden Smith at first. Jacobson, Rocky, Wishrup, from left field to right field. Base is empty, one down. First pitch to Ellis. Spins in there for a called strike number one. That's on the right side. Pretty straight up with the stance. Wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Hageman's next pitch a little bit outside. One ball and one strike. Good portion of the fans in some shady spots here. Breeze continues to gust towards left field. And now this is absolutely belted out of play foul. And it's now one ball, two strikes. Advantage Hageman. Well, going back to the Zone 3 tournament last weekend, Hiawatha, they have won 6 of their last 7 games. A lone loss to Corning, who awaits the loser after this one. High chopper and fielded on the line. It's going to be fair and an infield hit. It was a tough play for Becker. I think he tried to back off and maybe was hoping it was going to maybe land up in foul territory, but the umpire at home says a fair ball. It's going to be an infield hit, it appears, as Hiawatha is going to argue it. And let's see. Right now, Ellis at first, but the umpires are at least going to discuss for a minute as Rogan Weir will get ready to bat up next. All the umpires converging between home and third. Both teams, blue and red for the most part, both rocking gray pants, and they're going to leave the call there, and Ellis is on with a one-out infield single. So one out, one on. Here's Weir, the left fielder. He will also bat from the right side. Post 15 on the back. He wears jersey number 21. Blue jersey tops, red sleeves for Iola. And the first pitch swinging and launched into left field. But playing it perfectly is Jacobson. Just one step to his right to make a chest-high catch. And quickly two outs. You've got 3 really good athletes in the outfield for Hiawatha, and you need them out there with this wind here today. That catch, Jacobson in left. You got Rocky Surefire in center, Wishrup out in right. Hageman's first pitch here to Trey Summer, the pitcher, is a little bit inside for ball one. Runner at first, Ellis, and two down. Hageman kicks, lefty fires. It is low and in the dirt, and past Lancaster, it's going to be a wild pitch. So that puts Ellis up into scoring position with two down. Now base hits by Summer here could potentially tie the game. 1-0 Hiawatha, bottom of the first. Winner moves on to the state championship. Iola, the 2-time defending champs. Hageman's pitch. Swing and a miss. Beautifully done. And it's one ball, one strike. If Summer's able to do something, the right fielder in Brandon McCarnan will be up next. Hageman looks back at second, not much of a lead, delivers one in, launched out towards left field. Jacobson backing, tracking, and it's into the gap and up against the fence, and the game is tied. It is a 2-out double by Trey Summer. And now the throw gets by, done it short, and he scampers into third safely. So just like that, we are tied at 1 apiece. The wind is helping in that direction. And Jacobson is going to have himself a day trying to deal with those shots with the wind. A 2-out RBI double by Trey Summer has tied the game at 1-1 in the bottom of the first. That will keep the inning alive, and another base hit would give Iola their first lead. Here's McCarnan, the right fielder, who will be the first left-handed pitcher, or hitter, I should say, for Iola. Hageman's pitch. Little bit high for ball one. A ground out, a single, a line out, and a double. First 4 for Iola, post 15. There's a good pitch right there, knee high. McCarnan didn't agree, and it's one ball, one strike. Tad open on the stance, not much bend to the knees, no wiggle with the bat. Takes an off-speed pitch, called strike, and the ball gets away. Lancaster couldn't find it. And enough time for Summer to score, and Iola takes the lead. That will be a pass ball. It hit the dirt, kicked to the right of Lancaster, and By the time he was finally able to find it, smart base running by Summer gives him a 2-1 lead. So now the base is empty. A 1-2 pitch outside. Two balls and two strikes. Just an unlucky break there for Hiawatha. Got to get the final out here. 2-2. It is a little bit inside. Three balls, two strikes. Brady Doherty, first baseman, due up next if McCarnan is able to get on. Iola has taken a 2-1 lead. Pitch by Hageman is fouled away. Still three balls, two strikes, two outs. Base is empty. An RBI double and a pass ball, allowing Iola to take their first lead of the game. Here's the firing pitch there, a little foul tip, and he stays alive. So both teams, again, rocking a combination of red and blue jerseys. Kind of a different shade of red and blue apiece, but both rocking the gray pants. Here's a 3-2. And it's hit well, and out into center field for a base hit. Clutch two-out knock there by McCarnan, and the inning continues. Brady Doherty, the first baseman, wearing personally my favorite number, jersey number 24. So Doherty steps in, tall right-hander against the lefty in Hageman. Gets a good look at McCarnan at first and fires in a fastball high for ball one. So Iola has not wasted a ton of time taking their first lead after Hiawatha scored in the first. And now this is laced out to left center, and that drops in for a hit. And that's going to be extra bases potentially as McCarnan gets to third, and he puts the brakes on there. He thought about it. Hiawatha gets it in, but now trouble brewing as Iola has him at second and third and two down. That's the second extra base hit in the inning. And Doherty there credited with a double. Here is Kyler Isbell, the third baseman, and not something you want to see if you're Hiawatha, an early meeting on the mound. Give me an opportunity to let you know our coverage here is brought to you by Kaim TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Also want to thank Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Winner of this, moving on to Monday afternoon's state championship game. That is a scheduled 1 o'clock start time, and there would be a potential 3:30 game if that one were to be necessary. But both of these teams are 2-0, and the loser will play right after this against Corning, who has continued to battle. They have won three straight elimination games. Right now, Hiawatha has to get the final out here to limit the damage, and the first pitch by Hageman is in there for a called strike to Isbell. Not to be confused with a Royals player in Kyle Isbell. Hageman's next offering is fouled away. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. Hageman would love to dish up a strikeout here to get out of it. But three hits in the inning, or correction, four in the inning, including two doubles. There's a swing and a miss, but they're going to say a foul tip. So he stays alive, barely does Isbell. Batting in the seventh spot in the order. RBIs in the inning, or I should say an RBI, by Summer. And now a little slow roller, but a foul ball. So still no balls, two strikes. And the second run scored on a pass ball. Just kind of kicked away from Lancaster and scrambling to see where it was, but just kind of kicked a few feet to his right. By the time he got to it, heady base running by Summer got him in to score the go-ahead run. Hageman fires, missed high with the fastball. One ball, two strikes. Well, there's really been no better team in AA over the last couple of years than Iola. They are trying to defend their crown once again. Next pitch, just missed. Fans wanted it. They did not get the call. It's 2-2. These two teams entering have combined for 57 wins. That one outside. Now the count goes from 1-2 to 3-2. Logan Page, the center fielder, is due up next. Hageman sets. They're at second and third. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled out of play. Way out of play. On to the next ball field behind us. And stays again. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, 2 on. 2-1 our score. Iola in front. Base hit would add to it. But Hageman trying to limit. He sets chest high, looking, kicking, firing, and it's ball 4 high. So McCarnon still at third, Doherty at second. Now Isbell occupies first base. And here is Logan Page, a big opportunity for Iola to extend on what is right now a 2-1 lead. Hageman sets and fires. Gets one in there for a called strike one. Page bats from the left side against the lefty in Hageman. He kicks and deals. Good off speed, a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Well, he jumped out ahead of Isbell 1-2, and then Isbell worked a walk to load the bases. Now he jumps in front of Page 0-2. Love a strikeout here. Sets, chest high, and fires. Ground ball, right side, and slow rolling to Smith. Throw to first, covered by Hageman, and he gets there in time to get the out. So, damage done, but fairly limited. Iola gets 2 on the board, an RBI double and a pass ball, and 1 inning down, a 2-1 score here on KNZA.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Iowa.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, it continues here on KNZA. A very warm afternoon once again here in Concordia. Brandon Tamman and Kirk Kilman, the dynamic duo. Yes, I said it. Continues on. Right now, 1 inning in this championship semifinal. The defending champs, Iola 2. Hiawatha post 66-1. So here we go, back to work, second inning, about set to be going. Winner moves on to the championship game. Tomorrow, Corning plays the loser after this to determine the final spot. So yes, two of our teams that are here, the two teams that are here, are two of the three remaining. And the lone other one here, Iola, the two-time champs. What a setup we got. So here's Wishrup to lead it off. First pitch low for ball one. He is defensively right now in right field and pops one up and out of play. And it evens up 1 ball and 1 strike. So the bottom third of the order here, Lancaster and Becker do up as well. Caden Smith, the RBI single, a lone run in the first credited for Hiawatha. They trail 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Wishrup behind at 1-2. Wishrup against Smith County last night. He was 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly. There's strike three swinging, and down he goes. So here's Lucas Lancaster. Base is empty, and one out in the top of the second. Lancaster, the catcher, bats on the right side. Summer, the pitcher, kicks and fires. Missed tie for ball one. Hiawatha beat Marysville 6-4 in the opener, and then Smith County last night 8-5. There's a called strike there. Now it evens up. One ball, one strike. The run that Hiawatha scored in the first was the first run in the now three games that Iola has allowed. Line drive foul out of play, and now one ball, two strikes. Lancaster, 1-for-4 against Smith County last night. He had a single, also reached on an error, and scored a run. High chopper, right side, stays fair. Easy play for the first baseman, and Doherty does it himself. Four out, number two. Two up, two down. Here's Gannon Becker. Becker, 1-for-4, a bunt single in the game last night. Friday against Marysville. He did not play. He was the pitcher and was not in the lineup, but pitched all seven innings, which was huge at the time. Helped kind of save the arms. Eggman's going to try to go as deep as possible. Here's a 1-0 to him. There's a swing and a miss, and it's one ball, one strike. Hiawatha sent six to the plate in the first and now in danger of going three up, three down in the second. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch to Becker. And just missed low, and it's 2-1. Pretty straight up with his stance. Summer kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, and it's two balls, two strikes. Iola, 29-6. Very, very good record. Good eye there for Becker. Just missed outside. Count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Josh Smith on deck. If Becker can get on. Iola leading the game 2-1. Here's a 3-2. Got him on the corner. Strike three. Three up, three down. Two more strikeouts. Summer has struck out four. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Championship semifinal. Iola leads it 2-1.
Farmers, what are you looking for in soybean seed for next year? Let me help you answer the question. Are you looking for top yield potential, crop safety without sacrificing superior weed control? This sounds like Asgrow soybean varieties to me. Trusted and consistent performance with elite genetics. For everything you're looking for in soybean seed, look to Asgrow. Call Howard Seed today. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Also, Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman. Championship semifinal here in Concordia. Defending champs Iola leading Hiawatha 2-1. As we come up here in the bottom of the second inning, Ren Hageman grinding 36 pitches in the first is back out there. And he will get 9-1-2. Starting here with the catcher, Avery Bloffus. And the first pitch is a little bit high for ball one. Bloffus the catcher, followed by Corbin Cloud and Blake Ellis. Hageman the lefty, delivers to the righty. And it's in the dirt, ball two. A loss does not eliminate you, but you will have to play again against Corning post 216 after this. Winner here moves on, takes the first to two spots in the title. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there, and Bloffus now the count with him, two balls and one strike. The wind has been an issue here today. This has popped up. Right side, foul territory, chasing it, and getting under it and making the catch is Lancaster. Nicely done. And an important first out here in the second. So back to the top of the order with Corbin Cloud, the shortstop. Grounded out, too short. Nice defensive play by Dunn to begin that frame. Base is empty, one down. 2-1, Iola leading early in this game. Eggman sets, kicks, and fires. Off speed, bends it in there, and missed for ball one. One ball, no strikes, one outs, and nobody on. Next offering is a little bit low, 2-0. Oh, he fell behind Blothis in the first at bat, got it to 2-1, and then he popped out in foul territory. Now he falls behind Cloud here with one out. Kicks and deals a 2-0, and now 3-0. The strike zone seems to be a little tight here in the early portions of this game. Advantage hitter, 3-0. It is high, ball four. A one out, four pitch walk. And Cloud is on. That'll bring up the second baseman, Blake Ellis. Ellis a single, which got that two-run rally going in the first. He came around to score on the double by Trey Summer, and then Summer scored the second run on a pass ball. Cloud, a two-step lead at first. Caden Smith holding him on. Hageman to the stretch and delivers a pitch in there for a called strike. Iola had outscored their first two opponents 15-0. Hiawatha the first team in three games to score on the defending champs, but right now Hiawatha trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the second. Iola has a runner at first and one out. No balls, one strike. Hageman pitches, bunt was put down, pulled back. Here's a steal attempt, and the ball kicks away to center and a stolen base for Cloud. He is in safely. A low throw by Lancaster, one hops, and Dunn just couldn't quite get it down. If it's corralled correctly, it's probably still safe. Nonetheless, Cloud into scoring position with one out. Count one ball, one strike here on Ellis. Hageman sets and fires. Called strike, and it's 1-2. Rogan Weir on deck for Iola. That's from the right side. And Hageman's offering is outside for ball two. And a one-out walk to Cloud. A stolen base has him at second base. With one out, Ellis 2-2. And this is lifted well out into left field, and it drops in for a hit. Jacobson in quickly and keeps the runner at third base. So Ellis, his second single in as many at-bats. And now Iola in business with runners at the corners and one out. Here is Rogan Weir, who lined out to Jacobson and left his first time up. Five hits in the game so far for Iola. And another RBI chance here, trying to extend on a one-run lead early. Hageman fires. It is outside for ball number one. Well, Caden Smith at first, holding on the runner in Ellis. Doesn't have a huge lead, and now a ground ball, but foul, just left of the line at third. Nice stab there by Becker to keep it in the field of play. One ball, one strike, one out, two on, 2-1 our score, bottom two. Winner moves on to the championship game tomorrow afternoon. Loser will have to play Corning after this. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off. It's outside for a ball. Throw down to third, and right idea, just didn't get it in time to third. A stolen base by Ellis. And now aggressive base running has Iola with two on. Second and third now. Still only one out. Advantage hitter here with Weir at 2-1. Pitch by Hageman is a foul ball to the left side. 2-2 now the count. Iola post 15. Got 2-1 lead, trying to add in the home second. Hageman sets a 2-2 on the way and lifting it to the right side. Foul territory, Caden Smith trying to chase it down in an underhand catch for a monster out number two. That was nicely done. It almost looked like kind of running towards it that he might have maybe lost it for a second. We saw the sun being an issue in the first game today. But he settled it in. Underhand basket catch. Big out number two. And now it's up to Trey Summer, who was very productive in his first at bat with a RBI double and a run scored. Second and third, two down. Takes one inside for ball one. 2-1 our score in the bottom of the second. Hageman has really grinded through the first five outs, and there's a good pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Pulled the string there with an off-speed pitch. Runner at third is Cloud. Ellis, runner at second. Good bender there, but missed it outside. Two balls, one strike. Hageman working quickly, setting, firing, and it hits him. He took it off the left shoulder. Now the bases are loaded with two outs. So Cloud at third. Ellis at second. Summer occupying first. Two down. And McCarnon, who singled in his first at bat. Looks like Iola's going to take a courtesy runner here for Summer. That is going to be Easton Wesselow. So courtesy runner at first, bases loaded, two down. Big spot in the early portions of this game. A 2-1 Iola lead trying to add with two down. Hageman sets at the chest level. Kicks, fires to the lefty. Left-on-left matchup here, and an off-speed pitch is outside for ball one. Next one in there, another one low. 2-0. On Brandon McCarnon, a right fielder. He's got the advantage. Base is loaded. Big opportunity for Iola to build. Swings and foul tips that one. Took a really hard cut and just caught a piece. And it's two balls and one strike. First pitch of this game, 3:45. The original scheduled start time at 3. Here is a 2-1. He wanted to swing, but held back, and it's now three balls and one strike. A walk would score a run. Hageman's pitch, and it's lifted out into center field, and that drops in for a hit. One run is in. Throws cut off by Smith. Two runs are in, and now the runner caught between second and third. Hiawatha could get out of the inning as they try to run him down to third. They do get the out, but damage done. McCarnon drives in two to give Iola a 4-1 lead. We have played two innings here, and that will do it for the second inning. Again, 4-1 our score. We're back right after this.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs. And can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days. All customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
KNZA.
Two innings in this championship semifinal, defending champion Iola right now a 4-1 lead on Hiawatha Post 66. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you as we start inning number three, another warm and breezy afternoon in Concordia, Kansas. Thank you so much. Again, shout out all of our great sponsors, listeners, those who couldn't make it. Just hope we're bringing giving you a little bit of excitement here from what's been a very fun tournament. We have three teams left vying for two spots in the state championship tomorrow. And how about two of the three are two teams we have been covering all weekend long. Right now, Hiawatha is still a lot of time going to the third, but they're down by a score of 4-1. Two-time defending champion Iola trying to get back to a state championship game. So here we go, top of the order. Trey Summers has been very good in two innings, striking out four. And Josh Smith, being one of those strikeout victims, takes a first pitch high for ball one. So top of the order, Smith, Jacobson, and Rocky. Sam Dunn after that, if one of those three are able to get on. Another one upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Caden Smith, the RBI for Hiawatha in the first. There's a called strike. Now two balls and one strike. Hiawatha post 66, a record of 28-10. They have had a phenomenal summer. And first pitch swinging. Josh Smith lifts it out to the gap, left center. It's going to be the center fielder. It hung up enough. And Page in center moved into the gap, makes the catch for out number one. The one out, base is empty. Here's Jacobson. He reached on an error and scored that run in the first. Bats on the left side against Summer, the righty. Summer kicks and fires. Called strike one. Not really a cloud in the sky. It has been very clear for the most part. There's a swing and a foul tip, and quickly Jacobson behind it. No balls and two strikes. Summer has already struck out four in two and a third, looking for number five, and won't get it there as it's a foul ball to the right side. Just kind of peace. Rocky to follow. Winner to the state championship game. 1 o'clock start time tomorrow afternoon. Here is the kick and deal. Swing and a miss. Down goes Jacobson. Five strikeouts already for Summer. Quickly two outs here in the third. Here's Rocky. Reached on an error in his first AB. He has been red hot going all the way back to the zone tournaments. Last weekend, really all season long, he's been about as consistent as you can get. 430 on the batting average, and he takes one a little bit high from Summer for ball number one. Smith County last night, Rocky 2-for-4, two singles, an RBI, and a run scored. Good eye there, watched it in the dirt, and it's now two balls and no strikes. First round game against Marysville also had two hits, a single, a double. Couple of runs and an RBI. Takes one a little bit high, and he's got the biggest advantage a batter can have. Three balls, no strikes. Summer works quickly and deals. It is a four-pitch walk. So a little something going for Hiawatha here with two outs. Rocky aboard, and that brings up Sam Dunn. Dunn, he struck out swinging his first time up. It was on a 3-2 count. Let's see if Hiawatha can get a little rally going as they trail 4-1 here in the top of the third. So Summer hasn't worked out of the stretch much, but back to it here in the third. Checks first and deals, and it's fouled straight back for strike number one. Good cut there by Dunn, but just could not quite get the meat of the bat on it. That wind still howling towards left. And 0-1. Off speed, gets the corner, quickly 0-2. I've said it multiple times throughout the week, and super impressed with Sam Dunn defensively at shortstop. He is a vacuum cleaner over there. Made a good play earlier in this game as well. 0-2, Rocky takes off, pitches low, and not even a chance to get him at second. So a good eye, it's 1-2. Stolen base for Ashton Rocky, the leader on this team in stolen bases this summer, gets another. Base hit, can Dunn come up clutch with two outs and two strikes? Here's the pitch. Good eye, hits the dirt, 2-2. Hiawatha could really use this run with two outs. They trail by three in the third. Rocky at second base. 2-2 count, two outs. Summer sets. The righty chest high. Looks back. Not much of a lead for Rocky at second. And the pitch is hit well out towards center field. In and not getting there in time is Page. And Rocky is going to score. And a monster clutch hit for Sam Dunn gets it to a 4-2 game. That was absolutely needed for Hiawatha here early to get back to within two, and that brings up Caden Smith with two down. A clutch two outs RBI single by Dunn. He was down to a final strike, and he hit a single to center. Rocky scored with ease. There's a summer throw to first, and Dunn back in safely. Dunn certainly a candidate to steal second. Let's see how aggressive he gets. About a 2.5-step lead. He won't go. Pitch to Caden Smith is away for ball one. Caden Smith got the offense going with an RBI single in the first. And Dunn has added to it with a single here in the third. 4-2 Iola. Hiawatha trying to continue a two-out rally. Here's a 2-0. And it's into the right side. Finds the hole. And Smith another hit. And they get it in quickly. And Dunn couldn't go past second. Caden Smith now 2-for-2. And the two-out run continues. Here's Brent Barnhill. Barnhill pitched four innings of two-run ball in the 8-5 win against Smith County last night. Three walks and a strikeout. He was very good in those four innings. Now he gets an opportunity. Big at bat. Two on and two outs. Here's the pitch. And missing upstairs for ball one. After a flyout and a strikeout, a walk, and back-to-back singles have crossed one run to get within 4-2, and now two on, two out. The pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes. So now Hiawatha making summer work with two down here in the third. Just needing the one out to get out of it. He'll set chest high. Sets looks back at second now. Flings one back to second base, and Dunn is back in safely, and I think they called a balk, and they did. So the kind of hesitation move goes against Summer, and now we're a base hit away from potentially tying the game. Second and third, two outs, a 2-0 count here on Barnhill. Summer now out of the windup, and he fires in a fastball called strike, now 2-1. Barnhill searching for his first hit of the tournament. He was 0-for-3 with a run scored in the first round game, and now he takes one outside, and it's 3-1. Cooper Wishrup awaiting patiently on deck as Hiawatha putting a two-out rally together in the third. That is outside, ball four. Bases loaded with two outs. A run has been scored. Iola leading 4-2 in the top of the third, and now Wishrup. An opportunity here, 0-for-2 last night, and he was 1-for-2 with an RBI single on Friday. Base is loaded, biggest opportunity, ground ball, third base side, Isbell has it, throws to first, and in time for the out. So base is loaded, opportunity with two down, and nothing doing as Wishrup grounds out. But an RBI from Sam Dunn has gotten Hiawatha to within two. A 4-2 score, we're 2.5 in, back after this on KNZA.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. Online at SailorInsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years experience, commercial, residential, new construction, remodel. Give Luke a call, 785-851-0785. Also want to thank Helena Agra Enterprise, People, Products, Knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Shout out once again to McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, who sponsor our player of the game. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman. Hiawatha getting one run back in the top of the third on an RBI single by Sam Dunn. They still trail the defending champs in Iola by a score of 4-2. As Iola comes up here in the bottom of the third, leading by two. It'll be Doherty, Isbell, and Page. That is 6, 7, and 8 in their order, as Hageman has thrown a lot of pitches through the first two innings. He slimmed down the number a bit in the second. He threw 36 in the first. Back here, Doherty steps in, who had a double in his first at bat. Leading off the third here, Iola by two. Here we go. First pitch low and inside for ball one. Four runs, six hits, and three left through the first two innings for the champs. Doherty the righty from the lefty in Hageman. And just missed outside, one ball, one strike. We were 30 minutes behind schedule. This was supposed to start at 3, but there's another one that's close, but no cigar, and it's two balls and one strike. Or correction, three balls and no strike. Thank you, Kurt. It was 3:30 for the start time of this one here. Here's a 3-0 by Hageman, and boy, three straight that were very close, but Doherty, a four-pitch walk to begin the inning. That brings up Kyler Isbell, the third baseman. He walked in his first at-bat, adding from the right side of the dish. 4-2 Iola, batting in the bottom of the third. Winner moves on to the championship game tomorrow afternoon. Loser will play Corning after this for that second and final spot. So we are guaranteed one local, but we could still snag two spots. Hiawatha is going to have to rally here. Ground ball by Isbell, fielded at third. Play is at second for one. Throw to first is not in time. A near double play. Good play by Becker at third base. So they get the lead run and Doherty out at second. And Isbell will now just take the spot at first with one down. So here's Logan Page. He grounded out to first base to end the first inning. He bats from the left side, wears jersey number 7. Beautiful bender in there, and missed the inside corner, though, for ball one. Boy, a lot of these pitches are close, but are not getting the calls here in this one. Man, another close one missing inside. Two balls, no strikes. One out, one on, bottom three. Iola leading it 4-2. Hageman sets and fires. That is low and outside. Now three balls and no strikes. So seven of Hageman's first eight pitches in this inning have been outside the zone. Here is the pitch. It is high, ball four. A one-out walk, Doherty to second. Or correction, Isbell, the runner at second now, beg your pardon, and Page at first. Two on and one out. And here is Bloffus, the catcher, who popped out to the catcher to begin the second inning, and now we get a meeting on the hill for Hiawatha. It has been a grind for Hageman through two-plus innings here in this game. 36 pitches thrown in the first, brought the number down a touch in the second. But now he's got one out here in the third and has issued a couple of walks. Looks like he'll still have the ball. No change yet. And we're down to three teams. Eight teams started on Friday. Three teams remain here on Sunday afternoon, including both of our teams here with Hiawatha and Corning. And the defending champs in Iola. So Hageman in a tough spot here. First and second, one outs. Here is Bloffus. First pitch to him. There's a good one there called strike, and it's 0-1. Iola, two in the first, two in the second, looking for more in the third. Two on and one out. Here's the pitch. Another called strike. Got it there, and it's quickly 0-2. Would love a strikeout here as he looks for his first in the game. Checks the runner at second in Isbell. Kicks and deals. It is low. Good stop by Lancaster to keep it in front, and it's one ball, two strikes. Loftus stepping back in from the right side, gets the call from his third base coach, steps back in, down in the count, 1-2 with one out, two on. And he fouls this one away to the left side off the third base dugout. And it stays 1-2. A walk, a ground out, and a walk. First three batters in this inning. First and second, one out. 1-2 count here on Belafis. Here is the pitch by Hegeman, and it is high into the air. Left side. Could be a tough play as Jacobson does settle under it to make the catch for out number two. So two outs and two on. Chance to get out of it with no harm done, but back to the top of the order with Corbin Cloud, who is up for a third time here in the third inning. He has grounded out, and he has walked and scored. He has Isbell at second, Page at first. Hegeman sets the lefty out of the stretch, neither runner being held, neither with a big lead. Here's the pitch, and a check swing. Did he go? He did. A called strike number one. Fans wanted it, and they got it. That gusty breeze continues to push left here at the ballpark today. Hegeman sets and deals. That one is low. Another good stop by Lancaster. And we're evened up. One ball, one strike. Trying to keep Iola off the board for the first time today. They have scored in each of the first two innings. That one just missed inside, two balls and one strike. They scored two runs on four hits in the first, two runs on two hits here or in the second, and now here in the third, two on and two outs. And this is hit to the right side, opposite field. It drops in for a hit. Waiting back on it, Isbell charging in from third, and the throw home not in time, and then the throw to second is tardy. Everybody is safe. Iola extends the lead. They add one there on the RBI. It's 5-2. That'll be a single and an RBI, and then Cloud up to second base on the throw home. And now, what is a 5-2 Iola lead? Now runners at second and third with two down. And here's Blake Ellis, who takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. He has been very productive. Two at-bats, two singles, two runs scored. Iola's lead is three. Hegeman steps off, looks the runner back at third. That is Page. Runner at second is Cloud. So Iola continues the trend of scoring in every inning to this point. Two in the first, two in the second, one here in the third, and looking for more. Off-speed pitch in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. Iola, they were the number one seed in the field. They no-hit Norton in the first round on Friday night. That final was 8-0. And then they blank Concordia 7-0 with all seven of those runs coming in the final two innings. A 1-1 by Hegeman. Ground ball. Becker fielding. It is fair. Long throw across the diamond and a monster out and a big play for Becker. But an RBI single by Corbin Cloud, defending champion Iola, adding to their lead. We have played three here in Concordia. Iola leads Hiawatha 5-2.
Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha Ann Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience, commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Give Luke a call, 785-851-0785. Inning number four underway, Hiawatha and Iola. Iola leading this game 5-2, winner advancing to the state championship game tomorrow. Loser has to play Corning after this one, which will determine the final spot in tomorrow's championship game. Here's Lancaster leading things off in the fourth. First pitch was fouled out of play, so now no balls and one strike. And now he hits this one through the middle. Diving stab, throw to first in time. That is a well-played defensive play by Cloud at shorts, saving a single away and two pitches, and Lancaster grounds out to begin this inning. So here's Becker, strikeout victim in his first AB, steps in with the bases clear and one out in the fourth. Iola leading 5-2. Summer has pitched well. Here's the kick and fire. The one run was unearned as Iola's defense had a couple of errors in that first inning. They have cleaned it up since. One ball, no strikes here on Becker. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Josh Smith to follow. These are the top two seeds coming in, playing now in the championship semifinals. There's a swing and a miss again, and quickly one ball, two strikes. Gannon Becker, the Horton Charger. Looking to get something going here, but down in the count, and that one is just a bit outside. Tried the corner and missed. And it's 2-2. Iola has scored in each of the first three innings. There's a foul ball and out of play. Stays 2-2. Iola scored two in the first, two in the second, one in the third. Hiawatha's lone run, or correction, two runs, I should say, one in the first and one in the third. Hiawatha has RBIs from Caden Smith and Sam Dunn. There's a swing and a miss. Down goes Becker for out number two. That is six strikeouts already for Summer. Well, the run in the third was on a two-out rally. See if Hiawatha can do something like that again. Here's Josh Smith. He's 0-2. Strikeout and a flyout. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Summer out of the windup, trying to cruise through the fourth here. There's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Josh Smith 0-3, couple of walks on Friday. He was 1-2 with a single and a walk last night. That one is outside, and it's two balls and one strike. If Josh Smith is able to do something, Jacobson will come up next. There's a swing and a miss, and quickly two balls and two strikes. Summer retired Hiawatha in order. 1-2-3 in the second, trying to do it here in the fourth. Just missed upstairs. Three balls, two strikes. Two runs, three hits, and five left for Hiawatha so far today. And that is a called strike three, a smile by Smith. He took off her first, thought it was ball four, but that is now seven strikeouts for Summer. He retires it, 1-2-3. Halfway in, halfway to go. Right now the defending champs leading Hiawatha 5-2.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha, or skyviewequipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. And also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Defending champion Iola leading Hiawatha 5-2 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rogan Weir leading it off and taking one outside from Brent Hageman for ball number one. Back to it. Ground ball. Hageman over his head. Fielded by Josh Smith. Has to get it to first quickly and does. Smith to Smith. For out number one here in the bottom of the fourth. And Weir is now 0-3. Here's Trey Sommer. He has pitched very well for Iola. Has given up two runs, one earned. And now, offensively, an RBI double in the first and a run scored. He was hit by a pitch in the second. Bases empty, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Defending champion Iola leading it by a score of 5-2. First pitch outside to Sommer for ball one. McCarnon also due up this inning. The pitch. Ground ball, left side, Becker backing up, settles, fires, low throw, dug up, and yes for the out. Yes, they got it. Becker to Caden Smith, nice throw, nice play, nice dig at first, and quickly two up and two down. Well, Iola sent 8 to the plate in the first, they sent 6 to the plate in the second, 6 to the plate in the third, on their first two up in the fourth, pair of ground out. So a chance here for Hageman to retire the side for the first time. McCarnon, first pitch swinging, pops it up, center field, sure fire, Rocky has it teed up, makes the catch, and that is a very quick bottom of the fourth inning. Great job, a couple of ground outs, and a fly out to center. Iola leading this game, 5-2.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let The Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow The Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on 103.9 KNZA. Brandon Tadman and Kirk Kilman here in Concordia, Kansas. Another warm and breezy afternoon. Championship semifinal here. Day number 3 and game number 2. And right now the defending champs Iola post 15, leading Hiawatha post 66 by a score of 5-2. We have played four, and we got three innings left. Winner moves on to the championship tomorrow. Corning 216 awaiting the loser in the final game of the day. Winner of that one determining the second spot in the championship tomorrow. Hiawatha has some work to do. They're down 5-2. Cooper Jacobson will lead it off. He is 0 for 2, but has reached on an error and has scored a run. Summers' first pitch is in there for a called strike, and the fifth inning is off and running. Summers sets and fires. Check swing, held on to it, and it's 1-1. Jacobson from the left side, resting the bat on his left shoulder. Summer, the right-hander, kicks with the left, fires with the right, and missed outside with the fastball. It's 2-1. Jacobson, Rocky, and Dunn, meaty part of the order, 2, 3, and 4. Here for Hiawatha, they look to rally towards the late innings here. Next one is high for ball three. So Jacobson started with a called strike, now three straight balls outside. Three balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Called strike. He leaned towards first. He thought it was ball four. We have seen that a few times, and more times than not, especially this weekend, the umpire is going against the batter. Here is a 3-2. Head is high, ball four. Good eye there for Jacobson. Good at bat, and the leadoff man on here in the fifth for Hiawatha. That'll bring up Rocky, who has also reached on an error and has also walked and scored. Iola leading this game 5-2 here in the top of the fifth. Summer has pitched well. The pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Jacobson certainly a threat to steal. Doesn't have a huge lead, doesn't go, and there's a foul ball, and it's quickly 0-2. Summer has only given up three hits. He has walked three, but he has struck out seven. Runner at first, Jacobson, 0-2 count here on Rocky. The pitch is hit out of play to the right side and foul. So stays, no balls, and a two strikes. Just past the 5 o'clock hour here on KNZA. We still got one more game coming up after this. Both, including this, determining who's going to be playing in the state title game. Here's a fastball missing high. Jacobson takes off. Throw is on target, but not in time. That was a bang-bang play, but Hiawatha, the positive outcome there. Stolen base by Jacobson. He's in scoring position with nobody out. Count 1-2 here on Rocky. That was a tough pitch for him to lay off. Those high fastballs. But Rocky settles in. And here's the pitch. Another high one missing, and it's 2-2. So an opportunity. You really want to get that runner in from second. You start to try to chip away. You're down three here in the fifth. It is 5-2. 2-2. Is it out towards shallow right center field? It drops in. It's pushed into the gap. It's going to be extra bases. It is a two-run game, and it's an RBI double for Ashton Rocky. Beautiful start to this inning for Hiawatha, a walk and a double, and now it is a 5-3 game. That'll bring up Sam Dunn, who has produced this afternoon with an RBI single, and now it's going to be the first meeting on the hill for Iola. So Hiawatha putting something together here in the fifth. They are down two. Rocky at second after the RBI double. And I think we have a pitching change, and Iola will go to the pen. So our first one being switched up here in the fifth. We'll talk about it after a timeout. A two-run game in a championship semifinal, and we're back right after this.
Farming, it's the life. Indeed it is. The life of long planting and harvest hours. The life of our faith and family. The life of small towns and honest people. It's also the life of buying crop inputs, fertilizer, chemicals, and seed. To help manage risk in those inputs, buy DeKalb and Asgro Seed. Call Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Our first pitching change here in this championship semifinal. Top of the fifth inning, Hiawatha has scored on an RBI double by Ashton Rocky. They are within 2 runs at 5-3. Kyler Isbell is the new pitcher here for the defending champs. And right now, coming up is Sam Dunn. Represents the game-tying run. Summer exits, 4 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. He is responsible for Rocky at second. 85 pitches in total for Summer. But here's Isbell. A right-hander kicks and fires in his first pitch. Inside missing to Dunn for ball number one. Dunn productive today, an RBI single in the third. He has also struck out. Rocky at second base, nobody out. Isbell sets and deals. Missing inside, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at second base and nobody out. Isbell's pitch is lifted high in the air, right side, but foul, and it's 2-1. Jacobson began the inning with a walk. He stole second, and then Rocky brought him in with a double to right center. Rocky is there with nobody out, and Dunn facing Kyler Isbell for the first time here today. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. Ground ball left side, fielded by Summer, and he boots it. It gets out into shallow left, and everyone is safe. That is the third error against Iola today, and Hiawatha now has 2 on and nobody out. So Dunn on for a second time and 3 at-bats, courtesy of the air by Summer. And now the go-ahead run is coming to bat here with nobody out with Caden Smith, who has had a heck of an afternoon. 2 singles and an RBI. Big body right-hander wearing number 32. Hiawatha down by 2, but threatening for more. Sam Dunn takes off. The pitch was inside, and he is up to second without a throw. A base hit could tie the game here in the fifth. Why not have a guy up there who is 2 for 2 with 2 singles? Isbell now out of the windup and delivers, and it's hit well. Right field, this could be a tough play. Running over to the line and making the catch is McCarnan, but it's deep enough to get the run in from third. Another productive at-bat for Caden Smith. And we got ourselves a 1-run game. It is 5-4. Dunn gets up to third as well. So now a runner at third, 1 out, a 1-run game. It is 5-4. Sack fly by Smith. He has driven in 2 today. And now Barnhill a chance to tie this game up. He can get the runner in from third. First pitch by Isbell is low and inside, ball number 1. So that run will be charged to Summer. So 4 runs, 3 earned for him. But the run runner at third is going to be charged to Isbell. Right back up the middle, and Barnhill comes through with a single, and we are tied at 5-5 in the fifth. How about it? And still only one out, and here is Wishrup. Barnhill comes through to tie the game. What an afternoon of baseball we have had for you. There is a throw over to first. Barnhill back safely. Wishrup is 0 for 2, struck out swinging in the second, grounded out to third in the third. Isbell's pitch is hit to the right side, stabbed by the first baseman, throw to second for one, back to first, not in time. I think his foot came off the bag. First baseman Doherty made a great play, fielded just left of first base, made it to second for the first out, and a near double play, but the inning will continue. So now Wishrup at first with two down. Here is Lancaster. He is 0 for 2. Hiawatha, they have plated three runs in this inning to tie the game at 5-5 in the fifth. Two outs, and Wishrup at first. Lancaster steps in. Isbell sets at the belt, kicks and fires. In there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So officially for summer, 85 pitches, 4 innings pitched, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. Isbell charged with the other run, and that one is hit out into left field for a base hit, and the inning continues. Sounded like it was off the kind of end part of the bat, but just enough muscle from Lancaster to get it out there for a hit. Wishrup to second, and another hit for Hiawatha. Two on and two outs. Now Becker, if he can come through with a base knock, Hiawatha could take the lead. The only lead Hiawatha has had is 1-0 in the first because, well, they got the first run and the first at bat. They have not led since. Because Iola came back with two in the bottom of the first, and they have led since. Until now, as we are deadlocked at 5-5 in the fifth. Two on, two outs. One of the count here on Becker. He is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Isbell sets and deals. Runs inside, and it's 2-0. A spot in the championship game tomorrow awaits the winner here, and why not have a fantastic game here through five innings so far. And now another one hit well out, and it drops into the gap in left center. Rounding is Wishrup. The throw is cut off, and Wishrup slides in safely. Four runs in the fifth, and Hiawatha leads at 6-5. If the throw wasn't cut off, there was maybe a chance for a play at the plate. And Cloud at short is wondering why it was cut off. First and second, two down. Hiawatha's first lead since 1-0 in the first. Trying to keep the train moving. And why not get back to the top of the order with Smith, who takes a first pitch low for ball one. Hiawatha officially batting around here in the fifth. And they have the lead. It's 6-5 in the fifth. Isbell's pitch. Called strike. Now a throw down to first, but not in time. And it's one ball and one strike. Josh Smith is due. He is 0 for 3. Two strikeouts and a flyout to center. Isbell out of the stretch. Everybody getting a part in this inning. And now Smith lifts it in the air. High, shallow center. Coming on to make the catches, Page to retire the side. But damage more than certainly done. Four runs in the inning and clutch with two outs for Hiawatha. And it's their first lead since the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Championship semifinal. Hiawatha leading this game 6-5.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, Our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Four runs on four hits for Hiawatha in the top of the fifth. They lead this game 6-5 over the defending champions in Iola. They come up here to bat in the bottom of the fifth. Ren Hageman's first pitch is a check swing, and Doherty did not go around, so the count, one ball, no strikes. Doherty, Isbell, and Page. They have not trailed since Hiawatha led 1-0 after the first half inning. Now Doherty pops this one up and out of play right behind us, and it's one ball, one strike. Boy, Hageman is grinded and is still pitching here into the fifth inning. He threw 36 pitches in the first. Gave up two runs on four hits, but it has been, I don't want to say smooth sailing, but he has certainly improved as the game has gone on. There's a foul ball there, and he's got Doherty behind at one ball, two strikes. Four runs in the inning for Hiawatha to take a 6-5 lead. Rocky a double. Sack fly by Caden Smith. Barnhill a single. And Becker a single as well. So found everybody getting involved as they sent nine to the plate. Here's a 1-2 by Hageman. And just caught a piece and just foul. Doherty, Isbell, and Page. That is 6, 7, and 8 in the Iola post 15 order today. Iola 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third. They did not score in the fourth. And Hiawatha 1 in the first, 1 in the third, 4 in the fifth. There's one missing, a fastball high, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Doherty doubled in the first and walked in the third. He is reached in both of his at-bats. Bends one in there, did not get the call. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. This has been a fairly limited strike zone today. It's been tough for both pitchers. Big 3-2 coming up here. Outside, ball 4. Another close one missing. So Iola gets the potential tying run at first base with nobody out. That brings up Kyler Isbell, who came on to pitch for Summer in that last inning, ultimately gave up a couple of runs. There's a throw over to first, and Doherty back in safely. Isbell has walked, and he has reached on a fielder's choice and has scored a run. 6-5, Hiawatha, bottom of the fifth. We have had just such great games all weekend long, and we're down to the final three teams. Corning awaits the loser of this one right after. So the winner here gets to the championship tomorrow. There's another one outside. 2 balls, no strikes here on Isbell. And then the winner of Corning against the loser here will secure that second spot. Hiawatha trying to hold on now. There's a good pitch, but missed a little bit low. 3 balls and no strikes. But Iola quickly trying to put something together in the bottom half after giving up the lead in the top half. They led going into the fifth, 5-2, but Hiawatha scoring 4 runs on 4 hits, and a lot of that with 2 outs. Lancaster going out quick, one-on-one with Hageman, trying to settle him down and trying to get him back into a rhythm here. He's had a lot of good pitches with good locations, just hasn't really been getting the calls. Has to settle down here. Runner at first, nobody out. He'll fling one over, oh, and it's a bad throw, and it gets away. Oh, he was trying to keep Isbell honest, or excuse me, tried to keep Doherty honest, and the throw gets away. That's an error. And now Doherty is into scoring position with nobody out. And the count now 3 balls, no strikes here on Isbell. Eggman sets the lefty. Kicks, fires. There it is, a called strike, and now it's 3-1. Logan Page, due up next is Iola. They have not trailed since Hiawatha led 1-0 after the first at bat of the game. They swing and a foul tip, strike number 2. So from 3-0 to 3-2. This would be monstrous if Hageman can come back and get Isbell here. He has yet to strike anybody out in this game. He has gotten great help from his defense. Here's the pitch. This is hit high in the air, center field. This is Rocky backing up, makes the catch, deep enough to get the runner in, cut off by Dunn, a throw to third, not in time. So they do get the outs. Doherty moves up to third. That was a pretty deep fly ball to center by Isbell. So now the tying run is 90 feet away with one out, and that'll bring up Logan Page. In the first 2 innings, Iola had 4 runs on 6 hits. In innings 3 and 4, they had just 1 run on 1 hit. Here's the pitch. And just missed. 1 ball, no strikes. Page grounded out to first to end the first and also walked in the third. 1-0 here. Just missed inside. 2-0. 6-5, Hiawatha leading the defending champs here in the bottom of the fifth. Trying to earn a spot in the state title game tomorrow. Here's the pitch. Missing high and another 3-0 count. So we grinded, ultimately walked Doherty to begin the inning, and then fell behind Isbell 3-0, but got him to fly out to center. Now he's got Page in front 3-0, and that's a 4-pitch walk. Not a terrible walk because you bring potentially a double play in, but this is going to bring up a meeting on the hill here for Hiawatha. And Hageman's going to toss the ball, and he's given his team a chance to win the game. Good ovation by the Hiawatha fans, but a new pitcher is in for post number 66. We'll let you know about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Spring and summer, mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
KNZA.
Well, the first pitching change here for Hiawatha in the bottom of the fifth inning. They hold on to a 6-5 lead, but the defending champs in Iola have them at the corners with one out. It is a 6-5 game. Michael Jensen, the new pitcher here, off the bench, fresh for Hiawatha as he tries to come in and hit a big-time stop to try to keep his team in front. He will face number 9 in the order, Avery Bloffus, who is 0-for-2 with a pop-out and a fly-out. Runner at third is Doherty. The runner at first is Page. 6-5, Hiawatha, bottom 5, one out. Jensen fires. Called strike, and now a throw down to third is not in time. And in the process, Page takes second base on a steal. That was a good located fastball there. No balls, one strike, but a base hit could give Iola the lead back. Second and third, one out. Jensen's 0-1 in the dirt, and it's 1 ball, one strike. So So 4 1/3 for Hageman, 7 hits, 6 walks. He did not strike anybody out. He is responsible for the 2 runners, and there's a shot left side. Done, diving, fielding, throwing to first, but it's off target, and the game is tied. It'll be an infield hit and an RBI, and it's a 6-6 game. That was a great diving effort to potentially save the go-ahead run by Dunn. His throw, even if it was on target, wouldn't have been in time. But now that run will be charged to Hageman, and still he's responsible for the runner at third. But now we are tied at 6-6, and Iola looking to take the lead. Good stop by Lancaster, a steal by Blofus, and he is now up to second base. Still now second and third again, one down, a 1-0 count here on Cloud, the top of the order. It was reached twice, including an RBI single in the third. There's a called strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Hiawatha scored 4 in the top half to take a 6-5 lead, but Iola comes right back to tie the game, and now they have a chance to take the lead again. That pitch missed just inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Jensen sets. He is a right-handed thrower. Cloud, a right-handed hitter. Ground ball, done, short, fields, and he will take the out at first. There's the throw. They get it, but Iola takes the lead. That is a smart play by Dunn. No chance to get the runner at home. You take the out, give up the run. It's still a one-run game. So 2 outs. An RBI for Cloud is 2nd in the game as Page scores. This holds true at 2nd. So now he is the lone base runner with 2 down. 7-6. Iola back in front. So both those runs charged to Hageman, and now Jensen responsible for the lone runner on with Blofus at second base. Now a 7-6 Iola lead. And now this is absolutely smashed into the gap, and that is trouble. Ellis rounds first. He heads to second. An RBI double gives Iola now an 8-6 lead. That run will be charged to Jensen. Now runner again at second base, still 2 outs. Here is Weir. So Hiawatha had the lead for a pretty short amount of time. And now, pretty quickly, Iola has gotten a 2-run advantage back. 8-6, still batting in the bottom half of this 5th inning. Runner at second is Ellis after the RBI double. Doherty, Page, and Blofus have all scored in this inning. 7 runs total have scored here in the 5th between the 2. 4 for Hiawatha and 3 so far for Iola, but still 2 outs and a runner in scoring position. Here's Jensen's pitch. Missed a little bit high for ball 1. Weir is 0 for 3, a line out, a pop out, and a ground out. Next pitch by Jensen runs a little bit inside, and it is 2 and 0. You don't want to try to give up any more here. Keep it a 2-run game if you can. Jensen kicks and deals. It is outside, and it's 3-0. This is the first time we're seeing Jensen this weekend, and he is fresh off the bench. That is a tough task. Come in a very important spot. He's just trying to keep it at bay. There's a 4-pitch walk. So now 1st and 2nd, 2 outs, and a very dangerous hitter in Trey Sommer, who is a gap shot away from blowing this game open a touch. 8-6 Iola, bottom 5, still batting 2 on, 2 outs, pitch to Sommer. A called strike number 1. Jensen sets, looks back at 2nd, now fires one in, high chopper, Becker is going to make the tag. Did he get it down? He did it 3rd for the out, so they get the lead run. Nice play by Becker to tag out the runner, trying to go 2nd to 3rd in Ellis, but damage done. Jensen does a good job to limit it, but 3 runs in the inning for Iola. And after 5 innings, right now it's Iola 8 and Hiawatha 6.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprise, People, Products, Knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Also want to thank Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu, and Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Well, three runs for Iola in the bottom of the fifth. They have retaken the lead on Hiawatha, 8-6 as we start the sixth, and this winner advancing to the championship game, I should say. Right now, Isbell back to work, second pitcher utilized for Iola. Now, first time he is pitching with a lead, and he starts it off here with Jacobson and the first two outside the zone, and it's 2-0. So after being down 5-2 going into the fifth, Hiawatha scored four to take a 6-5 lead, but then Hiawatha would follow that up with three of their own to regain an 8-6 advantage. That is where we are right now. 2-1 is a called strike. And two balls and two strikes. Jacobson, Rocky, and Dunn, all productive in that four-run fifth. We'll try to be productive again here in the sixth as Hiawatha again needs to rally. That pitch is low. Three balls and two strikes. He has reached twice and has scored two runs. A 3-2 is sliced out of play foul. Three balls, two strikes, will do it again. He reached on an error and scored in the first, struck out in the third, and walked, stole a base, and scored in that four-run fifth inning. A 3-2. Just outside, ball four, close. But a benefit call there for Hiawatha. So the leadoff man on, and Rocky representing the tying run comes up with nobody out. Rocky again has been dynamite all summer, an RBI double in that last inning, scored a run, walked and scored in the third, has also reached on an error. Isbell's first pitch, missing inside for ball one. Isbell now right back out of the stretch. Jacobson on a 2.5-step lead, does not go, and the fastball is knee high for a called strike. Hiawatha, through the first four, had just two runs on three hits. And then that fifth inning, four runs on four hits. Right now trailing 8-6 in the top of the sixth. Here's one sliced out of play foul, and Rocky needs to protect. He is behind at one ball and two strikes. Dimensions of the ballpark here in Concordia. Down the lines, 325, 360 to the gaps, 390 to dead center. 1-2 is hit well and down for a base hit. Left center field, this could be extra bases. Rocky for two, and they're going to trot Jacobson. Can he score all the way from first? Here is the throw. It's not in time. Rocky again, an RBI double, and just like that, it is 8-7 with nobody out. You want to talk about athletes. And now Rocky, the potential tying run in scoring position with nobody out. It is an 8-7 game. Off the bat, it looked like it wasn't going to quite carry as far into the gap as it did. But once it got past the center fielder in Page, Jacobson was not stopping at third. And a clean throw and catch could have got him, and I think Isbell is retired and done for the day. We got a third pitcher coming in for Iola. Hiawatha threatening again here in the top of the sixth. Winner moves on to the state title game. We're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
KNZA.
What a fantastic game continues. Iola has to go to the bullpen again. They will bring on fresh off the bench Gavin Jones, who is a right-handed thrower. Looks like defensively they have moved Cloud to third base from short, I believe. Again, just trying to get the defensive changes here. Well, right now, after an RBI double by Rocky, Hiawatha is within 8-7 with nobody out here in the sixth inning. Sam Dunn, who has been productive all weekend long, a base hit away from potentially tying her up. So here we go. Gavin Jones, a right-hander. Here is Sam Dunn. He has got an RBI single. He's also reached on an error and has scored a run. 8-7 the score in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Off speed, bends in there by Jones for strike number one. We started with Summer, Isbell took over, and now Jones, the third pitcher for Iola here tonight. Tying run at second base with nobody out in the sixth. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled away. And done quickly behind in the count, 0-2. Hiawatha, they have scored. One in the first, one in the third, four in the fifth, and one here in the sixth. They are down one. Nobody out, runner at second. 0-2, though, the count on Dunn. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, and down he goes. Big first out for Jones in relief. And now it's up to Caden Smith, who has been productive in all three of his at-bats today. RBI single in the first, single in the third, and a sacrifice fly in the fifth. He is a base hit away from potentially tying her up. Gavin Jones, fresh off the bench, one batter faced and a strikeout. Looks back at second, and the pitch to Caden Smith is low and outside for ball one. Rocky at second base, one out, 1-0 the count. Winner moving on to the state title game tomorrow. And Smith come up clutch again. Watched a good one there, but it was outside. Two balls, no strikes. Gavin Jones, the third pitcher for Iola. Looking back, Rocky at second, about four steps off, not being held. Looks at back at home and now fires in one that swung on and missed for strike number one. Jacobson walked to begin the inning. Rocky immediately brought him in with a double to the gap in left center. He is there with one out. 8-7, Iola holding on to this lead. They have gone back and forth over the last couple of innings. Jones sets and deals. Oh, and it runs inside and hits him. Missed it with an off-speed pitch. And Caden Smith goes to first. First and second, one out. Here's Barnhill. You got the go-ahead run, potentially, at first base. Barnhill clutch in his last at-bat. An RBI single. He has also walked today and is grounded out to first. Big big spot here in the sixth inning, this championship semifinal. Gavin Jones looking back at second. Rocky there now turns and runs him back. Well, Iola's been so good in the first two games. They haven't had to burn too many arms, but third pitcher Jones here in this one tonight. Fastball missing high, and it's 1-0. Hiawatha was down 5-2 after three innings. Took a 6-5 lead in the fifth. Got down 8-6 after that. Now are within 8-7. That is a called strike. One ball, one strike here on Brant Barnhill. That's from the right side. Jones, the right-handed thrower. Two on, one out. A one-run game here in the sixth. Jones looking back. Rocky half-heartedly being held. Now the pitch is missing a little bit low and outside for ball two. Corning awaits the loser in the final game of the night, which will determine the second spot in the title game. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. And again, low and outside. It is 3-1. Big 3-1 here. Let's see what Barnhill has up his sleeves. Fouls it straight back. Might have been low for ball four, but he went after it and fouled it away. So now a big 3-2 pitch coming up. Wishrup on deck. One run already in thanks to a double by Rocky. He is at second. Caden Smith at first. 3-2, one out. Here's the pitch. It is low and outside. Ball number four. And Hiawatha has loaded the bases with one out. They trail by one. And here is Cooper Wishrup. Now, base hits could give Hiawatha the lead in the late stretch here of this championship semifinal. Wishrup, jersey number 5. From the right side, Jones sets, looks it off, and delivers. Low and outside. That's been his miss so far. And Wishrup jumps in front. One ball, no strikes. Don't want to walk him. A walk would tie the game. Would like to make Wishrup earn it. I'm putting one in play. Here's a 1-0. Check swing, and he fouls it away. Not sure if he wanted to do that, but it's one ball, one strike. Wishrup struck out swinging in the second. He grounded out to third in the third. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the fifth. 8-7 our score. Hiawatha trying to get the lead back here late in the sixth. And another foul ball, and Wishrup behind now. One ball, two strikes. Runner at third is Rocky. Runner at second, Caden Smith. Runner at first, Brant Barnhill. The pitcher is Gavin Jones, the third utilized in the game tonight for the defending champs. Wishrup resting the bat on the right shoulder, lifting and putting it back down. Now the pitch, a ground ball, slow roller left side, fielded, firing it home, and the throw is wide. The game is tied, and Smith has to stop at third. It is an error by Cloud at third base, and we are deadlocked at 8 apiece. And Hiawatha still, the bases loaded and nobody out. Rocky comes diving in, Smith to third, Barnhill to second, Wishrup at first. A crucial error, number 4 in the game by Iola. And now a chance for Hiawatha to take the lead. We are knotted up at 8-8. Now here's Lancaster. From the right side, his colorful bat resting on the right shoulder, and he takes one high for ball one. He singled in his last at-bats. He also has a ground out in the second and a ground out in the fourth. A chance to give his team the lead late. Fouls it straight back, and it's 1-1. This has been a wild day for baseball here in Concordia. Corning in an absolutely incredible game in 8 innings on a bases-loaded walk, walked off Marysville 10-9 earlier today. And now we got an 8-8 tie in the 6th in a game that's going to determine the first spot in tomorrow's championship. Now 2 balls, 1 strike here on Lancaster. Evan Jones in a tough spot here. Fresh off the bench, third pitcher utilized tonight for Iola. He sets chest high and delivers. And a foul ball out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Caden Smith at third. Brant Barnhill at second. Cooper Wishrup at first. 8-8 tie. Hiawatha, they have scored 6 runs over the last 2 innings. Jones sets. Looking and firing. Good off-speed pitch, but he missed, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. That was close. A walk would give Hiawatha the lead in the 6th. Bases loaded, 1 out, 3-2 count. Jones sets, kicks, fires. It is high, ball 4, and Hiawatha takes the lead. It is 9-8, still 1 out, still the bases loaded in the 6th. Caden Smith, nice smile on the face, crossing home. Barnhill at third, Wishrup at second, Lancaster. As easy of an RBI as you can get, and now a meeting on the hill for Iola. Boy, the champs on the ropes. Now all of a sudden in the 6th inning, as Hiawatha can still build on what is now a 9-8 lead. Looks like they are going to continue with Jones on the hill. The pitching for everybody this weekend had to have been so strategic. Hageman got the start for Hiawatha, and he pitched into the 5th inning and left with his team in front. Iola got the lead back, but Hiawatha has wasted little time getting it back again. 9-8 our score. 7 runs over the last 2 innings for Post 66. And now Gannon Becker. Bases loaded. 1 out. Hiawatha 9, Iola 8. Top of the 6th inning. Championship game berth on the line. Jones back to work after the meeting. Kicks with the left, fires with the right, missing low and outside with the fastball. It is 1-0. Becker struck out in his first 2 at-bats and then came up in the 5th with a big RBI single. Can he come up clutch again here? Another one low and outside. 2-0. I said it earlier, that has been the miss for Jones. Fairly consistently here since coming off the bench. It's been that pitch low and outside. 2-0. Here on Becker. Bases loaded walk has given Hiawatha a 9-8 lead, and there's a swing and a miss. And Becker still in front, 2 balls, 1 strike. Barring a double play, Hiawatha is going to bat around for a 2nd consecutive inning. Jones sets, 2-1. Looking in at Becker, kicking and dealing, and now this one is lifted high in the air, left field. Weir getting under it, going back, making the catch. And here comes the throw in. It won't be in time, and a productive at bat for Becker. It's an RBI on the sac fly, and Hiawatha has a 2-run lead here in the 6th. The other 2 runners hold true. Now there are 2 outs. Here is Josh Smith. 10-8. Now the Hiawatha lead. A 5th at bat in the game today for Josh Smith. First pitch missing inside for ball 1. Josh Smith is the 18th batter to come up in the last 2 innings for Hiawatha. They have batted around twice. And now they have scored 8 runs in that stretch and lead it by 2 late. Jones, nice fastball, swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. Like I said, the other 2 runners held up, so you got Wishrup still at 2nd, Lancaster at 1st, both hoping to be advanced in some way, shape, or form. Pitch 2, Josh Smith, is lifted out towards center. Backing up is Page, tees it up, eyes it up, and he does get under it to make the catch for the out. Another 4 spot for Hiawatha. They have played it 8 over the last 2. And they are an inning and a half away from a championship game berth. But they got to get through it still. The champs coming up. 10-8 our score. Don't go anywhere. It's American Legion Baseball.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or SkyviewEquipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Hey Hiawatha, want lightning fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installation. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha, they have scored 8 runs over the last 2 innings and have a 10-8 lead. Here on the defending champs in Iola, they are 1.5 innings away from advancing to a state championship game. Michael Jensen back to work, out of the pen. We have seen this game go back and forth over the last few frames. McCarnan in the batter's box, and he fouls one away. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. So McCarnan, Doherty, and Isbell. Iola down 10-8 to Hiawatha here, batting in the bottom of the 6th. McCarnan is 2 for 3, 2 singles and 2 RBIs. Now another one outside the zone, 3 balls and 1 strike. Iola, they have scored in every inning but the 4th. They need to score again. Now they're down 2, and this one is ripped and past the diving second baseman and Josh Smith and out to right field for a hit. So McCarnan is now 3 for 4. And that will bring up Doherty. Doherty's reached in all 3 of his at-bats. He doubled in the 1st and then had walks in the 3rd and 5th. He has also scored a run. Jensen on the hill, has to go to the stretch. Runner at 1st and nobody out. Bottom of the 6th inning, Hiawatha holding on to a 10-8 lead. Jensen's first pitch, it runs inside for ball number 1. Iola, they have won the last 2 state titles, and now they are in trouble, but that runs inside and hits Doherty. So after Hiawatha scored 4 in the top half to take a 2-run lead, here in the bottom of the 6th, a single and a hit batter, and Iola has put 2 runners on with nobody out. And here's a meeting on the hill for Hiawatha. Let's see what happens. Looks like it's just a common mound visit. Jensen looks like he will still continue. It's a pump up there. Team trying to settle him down. And he has pitched not quite 2 innings out in relief. And Iola threatening here, down 2 in the bottom of the 6th. 10-8 our score. Hiawatha leading. Runner at 2nd is McCarnan. The runner at 1st is Doherty. Jensen out of the stretch. Here is Kyler Isbell. Correction, it's going to be a pitch hitter here. I forgot. It's going to be Gavin Jones who took over for Isbell. So a first opportunity for Jones. Again, he showed bunt, pulled back. It is a called strike. It's 0-1. Now a low one there. 1 ball, 1 strike. see if he continues to maybe try for that sacrifice. And he took over for Isbell, who was 0-for-2 with a walk. Big spot for Jones. Two on, nobody out. Hiawatha leading by two in the bottom of the sixth. Jones lifts it out towards right center field, and that ball drops in for a hit. The other two runners had to hold up, and now the bases are loaded with nobody out. Now Logan Page. A base hit could tie the game. We have just consistently gone back and forth over the last three-plus innings. I think a courtesy runner is about to come out, maybe, for Jones. Looks like it. So Jones coming up big with a base hit. And Easton Wesselow, I have used him a couple of times here tonight on the base pass. He will take over at first base. And the first pitch is lifted out towards right field, fairly deep. Wishrup makes the catch. Here comes the runner in. The throw is cut off, and now a throw to third, not in time. And now we got ourselves a one-run game. It is 10-9. McCarnon scores on the sack fly. Page with the RBI.
Now batting number 25, Avery
Blofus. Here is Blofus, the catcher. RBI single in his last at bat, but now runners are at the corners with one out. So the tying run is 90 feet away here in the bottom of the sixth. Jensen sets. Loft is 1-for-3, takes one high for ball one. Courtesy runner in Wesselow is at first base. And again, the runner at third is Doherty. Jensen sets, deals. Wesselow takes off, and he is into second base, standing without a throw. So now a base hit could potentially give Iola the lead back. One out, 2-0 count here in the bottom of the sixth. That one is taken all the way, and it's a called strike, and it's 2-1. Corbin Cloud on deck as the defending champs are trying to rally once again late. That one just missed. Three balls and one strike here on Belafis. Jensen sets and deals. Outside, ball four. It has been a tough strike zone today for these pitchers. And now the bases are loaded with one out. And another courtesy runner coming in for Iola, and that'll be Brady Gunderman. So, you have Doherty at third. You have Wesselow at second. Gunderman at first. And Jensen will have the ball taken from him. Hiawatha in a tight spot here, leading this game 10-9. Iola has the bases loaded with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. We'll step aside. Back after this on a KNZA.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let The Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow The Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, a crunch time spot now for Hiawatha. Sam Dunn is being brought into pitch in a difficult spot here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They are holding on. Hiawatha is to a 10-9 lead, but the defending champs, Iola, bases loaded and one out. It looks like defensively, trying to get all my alignments correctly, it looks like Barnhill is being put out in right field. Rocky has come in to, I believe, play in the infield. Cooper Jacobson at third. Thank you very much. Trying to get some help here. We appreciate it very much. So it'll be Jacobson. Rocky will stay in center. And I believe that'll put Wishrup in left, I believe. And you don't want to take Rocky out of center. So Barnhill in right, Wishrup in left, Jacobson at third. Still got Caden Smith and Josh Smith, first and second, respectively. Sam Dunn in a crunch time spot here in the bottom of the sixth. Winner moving on to a state title game tomorrow. A 10-9 lead for Hiawatha, but Iola bases loaded and only one out. So here is Sam Dunn. His first pitch to the top of the order, and Corbin Cloud is high for ball one. Fifth at bat for Cloud. He is grounded out. He has walked and scored. He has driven in a run with a single, and he has driven in a run with the ground out. Dunn launching a strike in there. One ball, one strike. Staggered stance. The right-handed thrower kicks and deals. It is low. Cloud wanted to swing, but kept it on the shoulder. Two balls and one strike. Base is loaded. One out. One run. Hiawatha lead. Iola trying to get the lead back. The next pitch high. 3-1. A walk would tie the game. Dunn is so good defensively at short, but now being put in a pressure situation. The 3-1 is outside, ball four. We're tied at 10. That moves everybody up. So Cloud at first, Wesselow at third, Gunderman at second. Still only one out. We're now tied again, and any kind of productive at bat here could give Iola the lead back in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch by Dunn. It is outside for ball one. Ellis has reached in three of his four at bats. Two singles, a double. He has driven in one, and he has scored twice. A 10-10 game in the bottom of the sixth. Bases loaded, one out. There's a called strike on the inside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, regardless, Hiawatha will have one final at bat, at least a chance, no matter what happens the rest of the way here. But they would prefer not to have to score a few runs to keep it alive. And Dunn missing upstairs, two balls and one strike. Corning patiently awaiting the loser in the final game of the day, which will determine the second spot in the title game. Now a high fly ball, shallow right center field, Barnhill running into it, into the gap, makes the catch, and now here comes the run in, and the throw is bobbled, and the sacrifice fly is going to give Iola the lead at 11-10. Two runners hold at first and second, but Iola has done the damage and has retaken the lead with three more runs in the bottom of the sixth. 11-10. Now Dunn just needs to get this final out and keep it a one-run game. Here's Weir. And the pitch by Dunn is a called strike. So a bases loaded walk to Cloud and a sack fly by Ellis. Also a sack fly by Page. The three runs here in the inning for the defending champs in Iola. Pitch by Dunn, kicks away, both runners take off, throw to third, and it is an errant throw, but good backup there to keep it in play and keep the runners at bay. But a base hit could score two more runs, second and third. Two outs, a 1-1 count here on Weir. And here's the pitch. Called strike, 1-2. What a wild game today. Dunn sets staggered stance, needs a strikeout here, or just any out, and that one runs up and in, and it's two balls and two strikes. Three runs across, Iola leading 11-10 in the bottom of the sixth inning. The runners are at second and third with two down. Weir at the plate. Dunn's pitch is hit well out towards left field, backing up, and that is going to one-hop the fence. It is trouble as trouble can be. It is a two RBI double, and Iola has taken a three-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Just absolutely unfortunate set of circumstances here for Hiawatha. Now, Trey Summer steps in, a runner at second, two outs, five runs have scored in the inning. Iola's lead is 13-10. There's a called strike to Summer. We have seen just shy of 40 batters over the last two innings between both teams. There is a swing and a miss there, and Summer quickly behind at no balls and two strikes. And Dunn sets, kicks, and deals. It is low for ball number one. Hiawatha, no matter what happens the rest of the way here, they're going to have to put something together in the seventh. Here's Dunn. He'll kick and fire. It is high, 2-2. We have seen 16 total runs over the last two innings between these two teams. And the runner takes off and done a late throw and not in time. Boy, what a read by Weir. And he gets up to third. There was a little bit of a hesitation by Dunn, and then by the time he whipped it with the sidearm throw, Jacobson not really in position, and now Weir is at third with two down. But a 2-2 count here on Summer. Pitch by Dunn. Outside, ball three. Gotta get this out. You don't want to keep extending this one on. Well, these pitchers today have been in pressure spots. No different for Dunn here. Trying to get this final out. 3-2 is a foul ball. Five runs for Iola in this inning. They were down two to start. They lead it by three now. Hiawatha will have one more opportunity to bat in the seventh. Right now, at minimum, they're going to need three at least. Pitch by Dunn is hit out to the right side, but the second baseman, Josh Smith, drops it and should have enough time to get it to first. Boy, if Summer would have run that out, that could have been a run, but Hiawatha avoids disaster there, but that was a tough inning. Five runs for the defending champs, and we head to the seventh. Hiawatha needing three. They trail it by a football score of 13-10.
Farmers, what are you looking for in soybean seed for next year? Let me help you answer the question. Are you looking for top yield potential, crop safety without sacrificing superior weed control? This sounds like Asgro soybean varieties to me. Trusted and consistent performance with elite genetics. For everything you're looking for in soybean seed, look to Asgro. Call Howard Seed today. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner at a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
KNZA.
It has been a wild last couple of innings in this game tonight in Concordia, but right now the defending champs here at the AA State Tournament, Iola, 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning against Hiawatha. They were down 2 at 10-8. They now lead it 13-10, and a final opportunity here for Hiawatha post 66. At minimum, they need 3. To send this thing to the bottom of the 7th inning. It has been a heavy afternoon filled with a lot of runs. Hiawatha had a quick sniff. The winner going to the championship tomorrow. Corning awaits the winner, or correction, the loser in the next game after this, which will be the final game of the night. But Iola 3 outs away from getting back to the title game. And the first pitch by Gavin Jones to Cooper Jacobson is outside for a ball. You got a great spot in the lineup coming up here, but you got to get the line moving quickly if you are post 66. Gavin Jones sets, kicks, and deals in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Jacobson reached on an error, scored in the first. He struck out swinging in the third. A walk and a run in the fifth. A walk and a run in the sixth. From the left side. Slight bend to the knees with the stance and swinging and flying this one high in the air in the infield. Shortstop makes the catch for the out. And one up and one down. Hiawatha down to their final 2 outs.
Stop for Jacobson.
So that'll bring up Ashton Rocky, who has been rock solid all year. It's been great tonight. 3 runs scored, 2 doubles, 2 RBIs, a walk. But needs to get something going here. First pitch by Jones is a called strike. 13-10 in the top of the 7th. Multiple lead changes over the last 3 innings. Here is the windup and pitch. It is popped up. Foul territory. People beware. And it's 0-2. I think they're still giving away free popsicles for foul balls returned, so I was trying to get a couple, but it's kind of hard to put it away. Kurt would take care of you for a couple of seconds if I did that. Rocky at 0-2. He is down in the count. He goes, yeah, right. Okay, that's fair. Here's an 0-2 with one out, nobody on. Off speed. It been in there, and oh, it caught him. He's hit by the pitch with 2 strikes. Well, he'll take it. So, Hiawatha, a little something going. They still have a lot of work to do. They got to at least get 2 on to get the tying run represented at the plate. 1 out, 1 on, 13-10 here in the 7th. And here is Sam Dunn. He has been on a couple of times via an error and a single. He has driven in a run and has scored a run. Rocky, a first 1 out, ground ball right back to Jones. He tosses to second for 1 and to first, not in time. A near double play ended the game, but now Hiawatha down to their final out. Now it's up to Caden Smith. Iola 1 out away from getting back to the state championship game. Both teams enter this matchup here tonight 2-0, but Hiawatha in danger of taking the first L of the tournament. They have been on a heck of a stretch. First pitch by Jones is high for 1. Caden Smith, he has been very good tonight. RBI single in the 1st, single in the 3rd, a sac fly in the 5th, and a run scored via a hit-by-pitch in the sixth. Ground ball. This could end it. Fielded on to second with the tag and the out, and the game has concluded. Wild one, to say the least. Iola, the defending champs, are back in the title game tomorrow afternoon, and we got a popcorn-filled game coming up next. Who would have thunk that Hiawatha and Corning are going to play one time here in Concordia to determine the second team in the state title game? We got a lot to digest here. We'll step aside and come back right after this here on KNCA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KNZA.
Well, we got the second best option here at the state tournaments in Concordia. Well, we're a game away from potentially an all-local state title, but Iola, the defending champs, a wild game here against Hiawatha post 66. But Iola scoring 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th, went into that frame down 2. They go up 3, and they hold on to beat Hiawatha 13-10. So we got Corning and Hiawatha, one game here in Concordia to determine who will play Iola tomorrow in the championship game. So I just am excited to bring this one to you. I know the fans are excited for this one, that these two will get an opportunity to play each other another time here at the state tournament. Well, the first time here at the state tournament, but another time this season with everything on the line. Iola awaits the winner tomorrow afternoon. But again, we'll have a little bit of time here in between games. We won't spend too much time. We're going to kind of pull ahead here. And this game really, really picked up in the fifth inning. Now, it was a 5-2 game early at one point. Iola had a nice little lead. They scored 5 in the first 3 innings. And then when we got to the top of the fifth, 4 runs on 4 hits for Hiawatha gave them a 6-5 lead. but it was quickly evaporated, and 3 runs, 2 hits in the bottom half gave an 8-6 lead back to Iola. Then we go to the sixth inning, 8-6, 4 runs on 1 hit for Hiawatha. So going into the bottom of the sixth, Hiawatha led 10-8. But the 5 runs, 3 hits turned a 10-8 lead into a 13-10 deficit. And that is all she said and wrote. Again, a wild, wild game. And now we get Corning post 216, Hiawatha post 66. Winner moves on to the state championship game about 15, 20 minutes until game time. So let's run through this real quick. Our player of the game is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. I'm going to give an honorable mention to Caden Smith. He's had a great tournament, 2 singles, a sack fly, drove in a couple, had a run scored, and his hits really tonight were very timely when they happened. But we're going to go with certainly a familiar face here, Ashton Rocky. 2 extra base hits. He had 2 doubles. He reached base in 4 of his 5 at-bats. He scored 3 runs, again, driving in 2. He had a couple of stolen bases. Just nothing really new at the office for Ashton Rocky. Big-time performance, but again, on the short end of it, as the defending champs Iola, again, 13-10, footballish type score. And we have had some high-scoring affairs here throughout this tournament. So Ashton Rocky and Caden Smith, honorable mention, are players of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, that was near a 3-hour game. It was 2 hours, roughly 50 minutes. Again, 13-10, the final score. Let's go through the final tallies. As Hiawatha with the loss, they drop to 28-11. Iola, the defending champs, win number 30. They go to 30-6. All right, the final tallies before we take our quick break. And Iola, the defending champs, they go 13 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors. They left 8 on base. And for Hiawatha in the loss, they go 10 runs, 8 hits, no errors, which is, that's impressive in and itself of today, but that can be discussed later on. 10 left on base. So again, 10 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and they left 10 on base. Again, just shy of 3 hours on the game time. Final score, Iola 13 and Hiawatha 10. Well, excited to bring you one more, and our two locals battling it out for a spot in the state title game. Corning, post 216, Hiawatha, post 66, here in about 15 minutes. Captain Kurt taking over, and we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.